with some of the most vibrant, original, and luminous gardens on the North American continent.
The gardens of Nam Keg have the feel of a landscape theme park with terraces, fountains, and statues from around the globe serving as eye-capturing attractions, and it's in the midst of a 3-year restoration. Currently, workers on the trustees of reservation's property are freshening up the features of the 50-acre estate.
There's pieces as you walk through the gardens, little mysteries that pop up. So you walk down the south lawn and all of a sudden appears the long Linden Alley heading south, which was completely hidden from view when you're up on top of the property, and then it appears for you. And that's part of his design, and he wants you to come in and explore and enjoy. And that's what Mabel Choate and Fletcher Steele, and it meant to be gardens where you could be a kid, you could just come in and have fun, and that's what they wrote about. That's what we're bringing back here.
Mark Wilson is in charge of restoring the landscape, completed over a nearly 30-year period by architect Fletcher Steele, collaborating with Mabel Choate, who took over the property from her father and famed New York City lawyer Joseph Choate. One of the most striking features is the afternoon garden,
which is an outdoor room off the south side of the house. And it was designed to be a place where people could gather in the afternoons, the relaxing sound of running water with the fountains in the center, but also with these large gondola poles, which were carved when the garden was put in place. They reflect on Mabel Choate's love of Venice. It was one of her favorite places to visit in Europe. But it also allows you to be inside the garden and look out at the surrounding Berkshire Hills, and it helps to frame those views. So it creates a sense of a room while allowing you to look out.
Suffering from years of damage, the wooden gondola poles were recarved by the apprentice of the original craftsman and repainted using old photographs and paint samples found in the pole's crevices. Maybe the most well-known of Steele's works are the blue steps. The staircase's 4 fountain backsplashes got a fresh coat of paint, harkening back to an original darker blue. Wilson says Steele was known for overpopulating his gardens, so workers have removed some 250 trees, but one in particular isn't going anywhere.
The large oak tree that stood on the property, the one the family picnicked under and drew them to the property, gets a lot of love and care.
The final restoration piece is the Chinese Temple Garden, which is expected to open in spring 2015. Since the area is surrounded by a wall, which you hear being worked on, a crane drops backhoes and other large items into the garden.
It took over 20 years for Mabel Choate and Fletcher Steele to complete this garden. It started in 1936 and finished in 1956. And there are different phases that they built the garden in. So we're restoring all those pieces, but it's so many different elements. The large brick and stone wall that surrounds the garden, interior terraces that had collapsed, trees and shrubs missing from the interior. There are over 45 different decorative elements, sculptures, chairs, flower pots that are missing from the garden. All those will be coming back in as part of the restoration.
In the midst of the outdoor restoration, guide Julie Gorman calls visitors in to tour the 17-bedroom cottage by hitting a gong that sits on the back porch. Mabel Choate bequeathed the home in its current state, down to the dog bowls in the kitchen, to the trustees upon her death in 1958.
All right, so let's go in and see what she left us.
Apart from artifacts gathered by the family during their travels, Gorman gives tidbits of life in the home, including the arrival of a Frigidaire refrigerator around the 1930s.
So they lug it in, and they plug it in, and then the compressor or the motor is so loud, you can hear it in the dining room. I mean, refrigerators are loud now, but can you imagine? Well, that wouldn't do. But, you know, this is Mabel Choate, and she moved entire homes across town, and she simply had the motor put down underneath in the kitchen area store and had it wired up.
Including the physical improvements, the trustees of reservations is in the midst of a $26 million statewide campaign to make their properties more interactive by hosting family-themed events and tours which shed light on how servants lived and worked at Nam Keg. Diane Wiley is the trustees' engagement manager for Central and Western Massachusetts.
For some people, they're into photography, so we have a photography class here. For some people, they're coming because they know the gardens here are landmark gardens. The performances are something that families are drawn to regardless of where it is. So I think we're going after a multifaceted approach. And some families are coming because of the history, because people lived a different way. So I think we're just adding to the menu.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.